just for my snacks, I'm okay. She's a big woman, okay, all right. I said craft service issue. Beep, beep, beep. That was the truck said there's not enough room.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
You just blew my titties off. You blew my tits off. There we go.
Okay, we're recording? Okay. Yeah, that's how we're going to start the show. Just have that be the opening line, because there's no sort of
context.
Yeah, context. That's the word.
Please. This is a contact sport. All right.
All right. I'm going to wait a little bit before I do
we should wait. We should give it some time.
Because I know you want it now, but what Daddy does
you
is
you want it.
What Daddy does is he makes you want it for a little while, and then he falls asleep on the couch. Then he wakes up and touches you, and then you're like, I'm trying to sleep.
I'm already asleep.
And I'm like, please, just anything. Just, you know, like, look at it and let me do it myself.
Old softy.
Yep.
The old flaccid trouser snake.
So I think we should obviously talk about the in memoriam.
Of
Cliff Beach, but it's kind of like a pre-production.
He's disappearing.
If you look how thin he is, it's one of these things where if he and I were on a small propeller aircraft, we wouldn't be able to balance because it would be like one fat guy. It would be like a V8.
Yeah,
you know. I remember I rented a plane. Guess what day it was?
Oh, I think I do. I do know what day it was.
June 8th.
Oh, okay.
No, it was actually December 6th, 1942.
Oh,
another one. Yeah, but seriously, every time I see you, you get a little better looking.
That's
it bothers
nice.
Me
that's
because good. you're dead inside. But on the outside, and since it's Los Angeles, that's all that matters. But you look. You look. I don't like it. It's too good. Fuck you too. Fuck you. Because this guy's lost. He lost 30 pounds.
That's a lot. I think I'm at 18.5.
Fuck the lot of you.
But you're tracking it. You're tracking
Still haven't lost it. Right.
I think I'm up another 10. This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges, and I am that Brian Sturges. You can follow me on YouTube. And baby. Exciting announcement, but with the same music for ease of edit. I got at Brian Sturges back on TikTok.
Oh, nice.
I got it back, baby. So on TikTok and YouTube, I'm at Brian Sturges. The only thing that I'm at Mr. Brian Sturges now is the Instagram. But and my 1 year of not posting is almost done. I'm almost posting at Christmas.
Anniversary. Yeah.
Also, so I get you. I saw it. When is it my time? Cliff Beach, this very thin man. Cliff Beach music, Side Hustle and Flow on Amazon and Audible. Tim Hall, 1192 Studios. Production when he wants to, not really. Hell of an editor. Does great shorts, does great longs, mediums, not too bad music.
All right.
And don't forget the Udemy course online.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Udemy?
I would say Udemy.
What is this?
Udemy.
Oh, the online video course is out for the book, The Companion.
What?
Book is a year old in August.
No,
you don't know about the Companion course?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, so we shot for each chapter a 7-minute video that's a companion to it, and so it's out on Udemy. People
that's
can
like
get
70
it.
Minutes.
Yeah.
So have you explained like a cliff note?
Yeah.
Of what you did? Do you call it cliff?
Yeah,
Cliff's. Do you know?
Yeah, just giving a little deep dive into the motivation. They actually recommended the videos for each module.
And where is this located?
On Udemy.com. Udemy.
Can you spell it?
Udemy. Udemy.com.
And is this an educational thing?
Educational platform.
All right. So like I can't put this up and be like dick joke.
You could. You can get
but under the guise of education, teaching comedy. Don't forget, we're also a 501c3 because we're the Church of Hollywood.
True. Yeah.
Don't forget that. Go ahead and Venmo me at. Well, you probably can figure it out.
What's the secret to comedy?
Three.
No.
Oh. You to me.
But I do like comedians.
Timing! I don't know.
Oh, that's good.
It was a little heavy. It was a little heavy.
As you get older, it becomes more
heavy. Yeah, the jokes aren't good when you're not really skilled. Course, and you just reach for low-hanging fruit, like my balls. Like that joke, for example.
Scoop
was picking,
them up.
Yeah.
Scoop them up.
They are, I've noticed.
Yeah.
It's like you ever see like an old National Geographic where there's a lion in the back and it's, oh. You know what I mean? They're just kind of there. It's like flies.
Gazelle jumps like, damn!
Look at the size of those balls.
King of the Jungle.
What's
her
name? Yeah, she married a seal there.
Simba Angry.
Oh, yeah?
Seal? Heidi
Gazelle?
Klum?
Heidi Gazelle?
Heidi Klum. Well, they're divorced now. Right, they had like four babies, and she said I'd
But who's Gazelle? Isn't Gazelle a person?
That's the one
Gazelle's the Brazilian Victoria's Secret model.
She's Brazilian. She doesn't look Brazilian.
She is.
She's like, what, Northern Brazilian? She doesn't have
she's no Astrid Gilberto. You know, she's not going to get with Stan Getz.
She doesn't, when you, if I were to describe, listen, if you describe a woman from Guatemala, she does not, stout.
Yeah.
Like a nice beer.
Like a big old.
But, you know, you know, certain countries, you're taller, whatever. I mean, you go over there Germany, you're all 7 foot blondes and you're beautiful. And
natural selection.
Yeah. Well, that's what I would plus killing like 40 million of them. It's like nasty. It's like both. It's like nature versus nurture. Well, like,
it's in the herd.
They will die one day, but what if we all kill them now? Sorry. I didn't mean to hit you the mic.
Yeah.
Did that. You know what? I have a drink with Greg Louganis.
Oh, yeah.
In the early 80s. We were drinking. We made friends, and then he was. And then I hit him in the tooth, and I helped him. I had a cut, and then he went on to die. Whatever happened to Greg? Greggy!
Sure. Yeah, where are you at?
Greggy, whatever. He's supposed to. He was trying out. Last time I heard, he was trying out for the Olympics. Too gay? Is that what you just said?
Too gay.
Too gay?
Figure skater?
No, I think.
The Olympic
ring?
High diver who had AIDS
and
hit his head. And then during the Olympics, he was like, I got AIDS. And they were like, we should probably clean the pool. You don't remember this?
Chlorine kills everything.
That's what I said. I said, just put some brainwash Max on that motherfucker and move on.
She's a 409.
Yeah. Mm. So
410.
Oh, that's one extra.
But the prep makes you, how's your appetite with prep?
Oh, well, meal prep? Yeah. It's good. Well,
swallowing cocks!
Well, you know, I couldn't do it all on my own. I had to get some AIDS.
The candy from the 80s, AYDS, it's chocolate.
It makes you shit.
Yes.
For sure.
It does.
It's a laxative. Mm. That's what people didn't know. I remember those Slim Fast ads back in the day. That old dude, and he was like, shake for breakfast, shake for lunch. That stuff does work.
Is he still alive?
No, he's definitely
dead. He choked on a sensible meal.
Definitely dead.
Yeah.
I think
choked on broccoli.
Wasn't Harry Belafonte and Sherry Belafonte also promoting Slim Fast in the 80s?
I don't remember the Belafontes going.
I only remember Harry.
Look it up. Aww. Belafonte Slim Fast. I'm pretty sure they did.
You heard that money fool.
He was like, they call me Mr. Slim. No, that's Sidney Poitier. I finally saw that movie. What was it? Heat of the Night with Sidney Poitier. It was so good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I feel like that's you. That guy.
Sidney Poitier?
No, the other guy.
Carol O'Connor.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that was the TV show. The other guy from the movie. Carol O'Connor did the movie.
Look it up.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of looking up.
There we go. See Sherry Belafonte. But Harry did come in. Like.
Okay. Yeah.
She looks like a very sexy Harry Belafonte.
Now.
She did retain the forehead and eye. And the whole thing.
Yeah, but she did the hair, right? So she went top heavy to balance out.
So there's no.
Oh, the high.
So point, Harry Belafonte wasn't in there? Because I feel like he did show up later.
I think maybe he
was just drunk on set.
You're thinking of Slim Jims.
No.
He didn't say snap into a Slim Jim.
That was Randy Savage.
When's the last time you snapped into a Slim Jim?
Oh, it's
you
been
seem
a
like
long
a guy
time.
Who used to get into them. You seem like a guy who used to keep
like
cargo
jerky.
Shorts when you would
but
go
she was
for a
fine.
Hike.
Whatever happened to her?
Oh. Well, she started Greg Louganis was in the closet for a while.
Oh no.
Well, let's look up. This show has no direction. It really just
I mean, when she said you like chocolate, you know what you were thinking. I do like chocolate.
I know.
Right?
That's why I'm saying the squirt there should have been vanilla.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Squirt.
She got more hair, Belafonte. She got old.
Okay. Well, you know, time's a fickle bitch.
She's 69 years old.
Yeah, she's 70.
She's
almost a septuagenarian.
I love how you divorce and marry very quickly. I think you probably have the other person in the wings.
Well, Glock, like on
Nassus.
You know what I mean?
Like on Nassus. Like, did she have that guy before he was shot to death?
You say before NASA?
Jackie Onassis. Did she have John Onassis before?
Well, I'm sure they shook hands, right? Doesn't Chris Rock have a bit like the next man who's inside your woman has been at your house and he drank your wine?
It's always the close.
Oh, no.
So what do you eat now that you're all...
Oh, that is good.
You're getting sickly looking.
Yeah, I am. Well, I pretty much eat one big meal a day, sometimes two, but...
Ooh, are you excited for lunch?
Yeah, I am excited. We're not doing the steaks, I don't think, right?
I forgot all of
them. Oh, the tomahawks?
That.
So a friend of mine was telling me...
That would have been...
They're like $100 for that tomahawk.
But you just
steak.
Need one, because they're big. It's like 40
bucks.
Ounces.
Holy
like 40
moly.
Ounces.
I think most of it...
Scalping.
I think most of it was that bone that sticks out the side.
Oh, I do like a bone sticking out the side. In the end, you know, when you get that manager special, you know, that brown...
The gray.
Yeah.
This is a gray and purple mixture.
Yeah.
You know, I've done it.
It's the last of the Mohegans.
Yeah, I've definitely done it.
Speaking of which, I just looked up Squanto. Speaking of last of the Mohegans.
Okay.
He went to England and met Pocahontas in England, which I had no idea. But
what
more
the
importantly.
What are you talking about?
Because apparently Disney made a terrible Squanto movie in the 90s that starred Adam Beach. I was going down a rabbit hole of famous actors with the last name Beach.
Oh,
Adam
I
Beach.
I know how this
Michael
started.
Michael Beach. Well, I was watching Michael Beach because somehow... I started
the most
watching...
beautiful rock formation.
I started watching...
all of Southern California.
Michael Beach looks like my brother when he was young. But Michael Beach, not my brother. My brother's still young. But I got into the show Third Watch. Because, you know, I'm always looking for
sun.
A crime show that's already off the air to get into binging.
Yeah.
So now I'm on 2B.
George Clooney's on ER this week.
Oh, well. Eric LaSalle. I remember him.
It would have been
better
if it were a cop reference. It should have been NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
Well, I do like NYPD Blue.
Improv writing is rewriting.
Blue Bloods. I mean, that mustache. How long has that show been on? I have a friend that's a key grip.
Just for the mustache?
No. Just for the mustache.
He is the mustache.
He's actually a huge dude. Hilarious. Great personality in New Jersey. Thick New York, New Jersey accent. And he looks... like a little bit like Zangief from Street Fighter 2. Like he's that build.
Oh.
Who is this?
This guy that's the key grip on Blue Bloods.
Oh.
The friend of
mine. Well, they're strong. Your grip. Your lifters.
Very strong. So
dry
strong.
Hands, those dusty white elbows you
Chris.
See. Right?
His name's Chris.
You know what I'm talking about, right? They're dry, they're rough.
Oh, yeah.
And they're drippings.
Yeah.
Drippings.
Drippings of hot.
I was chatting with some
still
people.
Still thinking about that.
Hot stuff coming through.
I was chatting with some people about MTV. People were like, MTV needs to be great again, essentially.
Is it still on?
It's still on, but, you know, it's mostly, like, reality. They did pitch Real World when that was, like, early on reality, but now it's mostly all reality. There's a Golden Bachelor. My grandma tried to be on there. It's coming out now.
Golden Bachelor?
She talked with the producers many times.
I haven't seen one opera on Bravo in weeks.
That's good.
They really take... Well, I saw a bunch of white bitches from Staten Island throwing Pinot Grigio into each other's eyelashes.
I knew people who had a podcast that was very successful.
I feel like that's a little bit of a dig, all right?
Yeah, no, it was. There's like What's Happening with Andy Cohen, who recaps all those Housewives shows. They started with Crappening, the podcast, and that became
Oh, that's
huge.
What I say to people.
Was then... They go on tours, like to L.A. at the Fox or whatever, and they do their live podcast. But a friend of a friend.
So what you're saying
is... You
want
to go on tour?
Yeah, what you're saying is...
How about this? Next time you book a show at Harvell's, you take a good 15 minutes in the middle of your performance.
Yeah, we come out.
There's some improv comedy. Now, we all have to dress in black pants and white shirts. But
sure.
You know, it looked like Olive Garden. I heard Olive Garden doesn't give you the unlimited stuff anymore these... Is that true?
So I've heard something similar that they've put a limit on it because some people have come in and they really go to town on that unlimited soup
color,
and breadsticks.
But yes.
I mean, how many breadsticks can you eat? That
I've seen people wrap it in napkins or put it in their purse or bring a Ziploc.
Shovel up their ass.
Yeah.
I got 12 loaves up here right now, okay?
For later.
Oh, baguettes.
I can tell you those breadsticks are not good for you. I don't know about the soup.
Nothing in any place that's on a corporate 500, a Fortune 500.
I remember at Berkeley, I found a black condom in the salad bar once.
What? At Berkeley or in an Olive Garden?
No, it was in Berkeley's cafeteria. There was a condom.
That makes more sense.
In the Black Olive. It was hard to see at first.
Was the condom outside of it?
Yeah, was it in the package?
It was like on top. It was out of the package. It was just someone threw one in there.
Okay, it's funny. It's funny if you're 18.
Hijinks, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't eat it.
Oh, he didn't? No. He didn't gobble it down?
Don't they eat them in Coneheads? Doesn't that happen in Coneheads?
Oh, maybe.
Like he eats
that
them
sounds
the
like something. Oh, God. He's a swords thrower.
Oh, my God. Coneheads are crazy. The teeth, having the baby in the umbilical cord. Man, that's a crazy movie.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I'll show you something. Saw both my children get pushed out of the place. You're not supposed to see it.
Hey, you can't.
You're not supposed to see it. I mean, it's beautiful, but you're not supposed to see it.
You can't see it. Oh, no.
I mean, I saw it when I was... in school.
You saw my wife? You were there?
No.
Are you the real father? You
know, the miracle of life. You remember
always
that?
Harry Bush.
The video? Did they show
we
it
were
in,
old
in
back
school?
Then.
Yeah, they showed
it
in school.
Was, yeah, yeah, she was.
It was always Bush.
But they can't reach down there.
Yeah, there was no tidying up.
One of you gals over there in one of the, like, India or Korea, one of the smart countries.
I don't know why we do
can't be offensive. But make one of the, make a, you know, like a pregnant, like, how about a blade where it's kind of, like, crooked? Where so that you can get, so you can. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why. It'll end up at like a Marshall's clearance sticker, but TJ Maxx.
I don't know why we decided to have sex education in school. Because we have it multiple times in school, like 6th grade, 8th grade, 11th grade.
But do you have some more questions? I'll be more than happy to answer.
No, I just
he's made babies.
No, I'm just saying, like,
true.
When we had that class. Like, one, do you want your kid learning from just a random teacher, whatever? And I think our sex ed teacher was also, like, the gym teacher or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, I had a hot one, though.
I don't think they were qualified.
There was, like, basically they're all a bunch of old crones. I was old locals from the 60s with the rim glasses. And then they had the young health teacher who was probably, like, 23.
Maybe.
So she taught us. So it worked for me.
Mine was nicknamed Grub. That's who taught me.
Grubhub.
I don't remember. I just remember we had journals that we had to fill out, but more importantly,
dental dams.
No, not dental dams. They didn't have those condoms or anything, but they talked about it. But like,
they didn't break out the banana.
I just remember like they split the boys and the girls in one of the classes, and we watched a VHS tape, and there was a guy taking a shower, and then like it was just full frontal like dick in our face.
What was the point? Were they like,
it was
that's
like
what
to
it looks
check
like,
your
fellas.
Balls for testicular cancer?
Oh, he was.
But it was like
checking the undercarriage.
Like,
he's not associated with any company per se.
But before that, like normally it would just be like a diagram picture, you know? It's like, okay, that's a penis. But it wasn't like, oh, this is actually some rando guy's dick in our face.
I remember like, seeing the birth, the head
come
out.
Oh yeah, the birth.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what,
I remember
what
it too.
Grade? God, I was too young too. Must have been like 3rd grade or something.
I thought milk came out afterwards.
We saw it with dogs first. That's how I saw it.
What?
Yeah.
Is that true?
No, yeah. I saw a litter of puppies and they had to pull this membrane apart.
I blame the school system. Hey, so I thought of you the other day.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's appreciated.
It's about you.
Sexually?
Well, that's a given.
Of course.
I was sitting on my couch with my wife next to me, and I had picked up a local, yeah, I know. I picked up a local
housewife.
No, right. So I picked up a local paper, and I was flipping through it.
Penny saver.
Now, I don't want to do this because I'm going to hold it low so you don't have to blur it, but you might have to blur.
Oh, you have it here with you.
But I was sitting on the couch flipping through, and I said these words. I wonder whatever happened to Cliff's Funk Fest. I said it out loud.
With these lips.
That's right here. I said it out loud. I said, I wonder what happened. And then I swear on all that is holy, I turned my face to this page, and your fucking face is on it saying Funkfest. And it was, of course, 2 days after. And it was right. I would have gone.
Yep. It was.
So I want to reenact. I don't know. I want to do this.
There you go.
Oh, this is going to be a great reenactment. You can hold it. I can blur it. It's no big deal.
So I'm reading this, right? All right.
Why did they blur it?
So I said, I wonder whatever happened to Cliff's Funkfest. Ah! And there it was. I swear. I looked at this page and what happened. And look.
Hey, there's Cliff's face.
That is my face.
Look. I didn't. This wasn't planned. He was in it. Where are you? Where are you, baby?
There it is.
How do we do this?
There it is.
Hey, check it out. How cool is that? Now, I legitimately wanted. Now, I totally would have gone, but
there's other opportunities. We'll be at Manhattan. Beach
Fair. No, I know. I want to.
Manhattan Beach Fair.
I want the one where I won't maybe get
October 8th. 35.
I need to finish that, you know. But how cool is that? Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would have loved to have been there.
Yeah, we opened the year before for a Bruno Mars tribute band, and then we brought it back headlining. So,
oh, nice.
What a difference a year it makes. And we brought two friends along. Great.
Oh, yeah, Mestizo was in there, too.
And Alex Nestor.
But not three.
Features. Oh, yeah.
Well,
you don't like this harmonica riff? Ram, 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 ram. You don't like it?
Needs work.
She'll have time, right? But hey, pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. It's always nice seeing your face.
In print?
In print.
Oh, a sad announcement, but one that I think should be made. My buddy from high school wrote out, and kind of like Cinema Paradiso, I got the notification that my high school music teacher, Donald Lutze, died this week. And he was a Berkeley guy, and he was pretty sure that he wrote me the letter. I'm 99% sure he wrote me the letter to help get me into Berkeley.
Oh, nice.
So I have to thank him for all of this. And he did the jazz group. So he's where I, you know, playing chameleon and where you would get your jazz start with your boom, 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 boom.
Speaking of which, boom, boom, amazing. Japanese import of Herbie Hancock out called Flood. Ridiculously. Headhunter. Like, live. It's one of the best albums.
Well, maybe they'll play it at this guy's funeral.
Just came out.
Maybe.
Speaking of Chameleon.
I won't be there.
Will they be changing the lights on him the whole time?
remember when we did that festival? And then...
Oh,
listen,
yeah.
Don't ever get drunk and then try to improve lighting.
Never do this.
Like, just leave. Like, don't, like... When you're drunk and there's a live show, don't be like, you know what, they need more reds. Like,
yeah.
And then everyone was like, why can't we get a picture? That's a whole thing. Anyway, Mr. Lutze, thank you. Thank you for the jazz. He was the teacher in which he booked us at the NAACP jazz brunch by accident.
Nice.
And then we were sitting there and then they talked about how the white man was awful. And he was like, time to go. And we skipped and we all backed up and left. So thank you. But he was too.
You're awful.
And then I had, no, kind of. And then I had my drama teacher. I won't mention his name until he dies. But those were the two. Those were the two arts. You know, I love jazz.
Oh, impactful.
Band.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, the other one's gay. I don't want to.
Well, teachers should definitely get paid more.
Back nothing. You know what I mean? Like, it's theater, but I don't want you to get any ideas. Although I do spend a tremendous amount of time with homosexuals that are changing.
Lavender.
Oh, did you? Le Creuset came out with a new color this week. It's shallot. It's beautiful.
Now, I use. Is that the Dutch oven?
Oh, I'll give you. Okay, all right.
Please,
yeah.
Please don't. Please don't.
Right, yeah. They came out with a color. I guess that's a big deal. It's like a girl thing. It's
mine's
like
blue.
Yeah, it's like they like the set. It's like a thing.
Well,
it's
Pantone. Like Pantone has the color of the year every year, and that's a huge announcement.
Right.
I was at Disney Studios this week seeing a symposium on video game music, and it's just crazy how much money
can be made in that
out.
Area.
Well, not just to be made, but just out. Because basically, we saw the preview of the latest Star Wars video game and Disney, obviously, with Lucas.
Well, I don't know if I say this.
Money.
Let me know. But, you know, that's my who did that project.
Oh, my God. That's an amazing project.
Let's see if she got the credits right, because she got pissed. She got screwed. But she did the Star Wars game.
Nice. Jedi something? Survivor?
Yeah, Survivor.
That's the movie.
It was the guy from Shameless. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. But it was cool because...
Am I allowed to... It's out there, right? Like, the credits are... It's already been done.
I mean, it's already...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to say what my... Don't worry about
they
it.
They didn't say the budget. That's the question.
Stop playing
the
budget. Just bleep my... and they won't know...
But it's got to be...
What it is.
Okay. It's got to be hundreds of thousands of dollars because they had 110-piece orchestra in Abbey Road plus 110...
Oh, just for my snacks, I'm okay. She's a big woman, okay? All right. I said craft services. She... Beep, beep, beep. That was... The truck said there's not enough room.
Yeah.
Oh, she's very thin.
Yeah, she is.
But they had like at least, what, four composers, producers, and they had 8 hours of music they cut to four, but it was just like ridiculous. But they had bands in the cantina.
Swing time.
It was just
double time.
I mean, it was good. Like it was movie quality, but a video game. But apparently now, because you don't like go to Walmart and get like a disc. So they do all these updates now.
This is the thing, yes.
So you can put music in all the time. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I've just learned this because when I was being extra lazy.
Patches. Clarence Carter. Patches.
The song?
Yeah.
I mean, these are some deep pulls. This is
it's deeper than this.
Got a pull.
Who's talking about? Talk about.
You like I'd be stroking instead?
How are we at that?
We're at 27.
Oh, we got.
But I'm saying, doesn't that feel good? I mean, when you look at something like that, like
doesn't it feel good?
It's like this place has money, and they have more money, and you're like, if the world was equitable, we could take some of that money to fund other cool.
You know what it is because the big projects get all the money and the shit gets shit. Yeah. So yeah, they're gonna get millions of dollars to make a game.
So much.
Yeah, and then I mean. The amount of money that they'll spend on straws or whatever will be.
But every game, because they also do like FIFA.
Oh, you need your
that's like, a big one.
That's
yeah.
in so many countries, and then FIFA like they've greenlit so many artists, like A$AP Rocky and Drake did commercial for them, and then that helped Drake, who was already big, get into countries he wasn't in before because FIFA is so big.
I thought you were gonna say like, country music.
No. Yeah. I'm just saying. So like,
Darius Howard, what was
Rucker.
His name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darius Rucker Howard.
Yes.
I used to work for Rucker for a while doing some
for Darius
when he did a soul album.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, with Hidden Beach. With another beach.
With
I worked
a capital S. It's a deep pull. So with a capital S, Tower Power.
I do like Tower Power. Like that's when they had the white guy though.
The first guy was
the best. Lenny Williams.
Oh yeah, well sure. The 90s ballads of Tower of Power.
Oh yeah.
You focus, you bitch.
I like the live album though. They actually did another album last year or 2 years ago. It was pretty good. They're still good. Emilio, Rocco, legit.
Let me check my notes. It's not lazy, man. It's just that there are things.
You know who I have been getting into? The Brecker Brothers.
Oh, I've heard of them. Michael and
yeah, that's who the I other just one? Sent you for the Brecker Brothers.
You know I've been really getting into Bricker Breck.
Saxophone players, right? Or one is saxophone, one's something
trumpet.
Else.
But they played with P-Funk for one of their records. And they were no slouches. Like they were good.
Oh, no. They're quite good.
So Steve Harvey's wife might not have been cheating. I just want to go ahead and get that out there.
Retraction.
Yeah.
It's like foreskin.
Yeah, just in case. Just in case.
Okay.
I don't. Her name is not. I don't actually know her name to put it in my mouth.
Are you thinking of Jada Pinkett? Again?
No.
Don't put that name in your mouth.
No.
I didn't say Smith.
Oh.
Let's see. We'll get this out. The only thing I'm going to get out is this. Hey.
Jada slept with Tupac.
You know who else? Yes. Ooh, yeah. Good for her. Both of them.
Talk about a different world.
Small, I mean, just, you have to be like the people who get these references don't watch this.
Yeah, they're not watching this.
You know who's getting divorced? Hugh Jackman, which of course ties to our conversation.
I didn't know
earlier,
he was married.
Well, he's been married to an older woman.
Yes, she was very unattractive and much older.
Cliff is
it was one of those mismatches you just
he's
never get.
Also we talked about the gays in Hollywood who pretend and
yes
movie. So he's another one like what's his name there Wayne Brady who everyone says he's
Tom
gay
Cruise.
And he's just with yeah
he plays it well on Broadway so good he did the Birdcage so
yeah
good.
Exactly
so good
you know what I mean there's John Wick and then there's the Birdcage I mean it's Wolverine but he's like
Stop it!
Stop it!
Get me your fruit. But yeah.
Is it another guy who's eventually going to be like, I'm gonna go. My friend and I are gonna go buy a cabin in Kennebunkport.
Oh, well, my rule of divorce now is because people are living longer. So like. You used to be able to, if you died at 55,
you could get out.
Make it. But now you're like, no.
Through death.
You're like, if I'm going to live another 20 years, I don't want to
Well, that's what mortgage means, death note.
Pretty much.
French for death note.
Oh.
I take a D.
Mort. Yeah.
Gage. That's also my Jewish porn star name. All right, Tiny Tim's TikToks.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
There are concerns tonight about being raised about an AIDS memorial planned for downtown Palm Springs. Right now, the sculpture is planned to look like this. These pictures you're seeing here. Some people don't like it.
I wonder what they think it looks like.
With more on the controversy and possible changes in response to those concerns. Jake.
And John, it is a 9-foot sculpture planned for a Palm Springs park meant to remember lives lost to HIV and AIDS. But the design doesn't resonate with everyone. In fact, some call it inappropriate. And also the view that it too closely resembles other things.
Like a donut.
You hear it called the donut all the time. You hear it called the word can't say on Anus? Camera all the time.
For some that one on especially. Media and beyond, the design resembles an inappropriate body part on the rear end.
The backside of the proposed memorial looks like a graphic depiction of the backside of a human being.
This has become a laughing stock because it looks
they
like
they can't say anus.
Like, you know, it's become a joke.
It could.
And that's the last.
Heaven's movie. Brown starfish.
Yeah.
I was in Palm Springs recently. It's very hot.
It's an asshole.
I mean, yeah. But I mean, when you're doing an AIDS memorial, there's a lot of things you could do that are not good. Statues.
Well, I guess they're sponsored by Vaseline or something.
The names of people. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
just spelling out the word AIDS like Hollywood. That doesn't work.
Give me an A.
Yeah, you don't do that. Ouch. Oh, back right on the lip of the pool.
He did it as long as he could.
And he,
getting her up at all.
I blame her, right? Because she's like, come on. Don't be a pussy in front of all these guys. Pick me up in the pool. Yeah. You're like, God
that
damn
reminds
it,
me. I saw
you just shotgunned two of those tamales you buy out of an 8900 Home Depot parking lot.
Well, that reminds me of an ad I saw recently.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I saw an ad
Papusa?
On social media for stamping out diabetes or whatever with a fat woman. And they were like, we got to do something about that as a caption. But I was like...
Being a fat woman?
I was like, what can you do if they don't lose weight? Like, what could you do?
Well, that was the Roseanne story. Roseanne was hired by Weight Watchers and they paid her and she didn't want to do it after a week. And then they said, we have to give the money back. And then she said, no, I'll just tell everybody that it didn't work. So she got to keep the money.
Oh, jeez.
Ah, yeah. Ambien. Makes you racist.
Well, come on. I mean, you know. All right, okay.
I just saw you taking a photo of me. Kira. This guy just took a photo of me and now he's running out of the store. Yep. I got you all on camera.
Why are we all on camera?
Why can't... What?
I wonder why he took a photo.
He ricked it. He tried to do one of these.
No, PIs and people do that. I'm always getting tailed by a person who was looking for something.
You're always
getting
tailed?
I came up to her
tailed?
In the nail salon and took a picture. People do that.
Huh.
Yeah, well, he's a private investigator.
Yeah, he looked like a private eye.
He did have the show. He did have those kind of... Mission Impossible 4 running skills.
Yeah.
Hit me with that little.
He should have rolled.
You want a cookie?
Yeah.
Are they in an elevator?
Nope.
What are you teasing me?
That's a strong. That woman doesn't screw around.
Yeah.
She wants her cookie. And those cookies look good, too,
says
the fake guy.
Are they in an elevator, though?
Yeah.
Are those elevator cookies?
Yeah, they're in a hospital, right? So she's obviously...
He's on his way, too. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought his job was to be in the elevator and offer cookies to old ladies.
Yeah. Well, he cranks open the old Waldorf Astoria.
Yeah,
That's the one sad thing about old people. They're so crotchety.
Can you imagine what this is going to be like?
Isn't that your gift, is that you get to be crotchety?
You get to say those racist things?
All the filters go away, and you're just like... Rah, rah, rah.
I mean, the 80s made us think that all Africans were just like smiling and happy.
I sent that cup of coffee a day. I mean, it probably should have been iced coffee.
I had two big cups.
Why are you sending a hot cup of coffee to these poor people? It's warm. And the milk curdles.
Ask for more.
Just send a Starbucks bottle.
No, it's like them. They like it black. And hot.
What could go wrong in this?
Damn it, I was in Palm Springs. I saw Cirque du Soleil.
I know, we talked about that.
Hot gays.
Hot gays.
No, I went to the theater to see that Sidney Poitier movie. And, like, some movie was letting out. And it was just, like, all old gay guys coming out of the theater.
Hmm.
They were watching Sinatra and Palm Springs, which I also watched. It was great. Doc. He loved that. 50 years. Good old Frank.
You know.
Aren't y'all related?
You don't. It's like being found guilty. It's about a preponderance of evidence. You know what I mean? You don't have to actually
yeah,
see it.
True. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you were to review.
Back then, you had four wives. Like, that was common.
All right, is this playing or not?
Boom.
They just made their own zip line?
So, I...
So, tell me that's the next weekend project you're about to do.
So when I was a kid, my neighbors made a zip line, and they you like climb up this tree, and then you would zip line to the side of their house. So you just had to jump off before you slammed into the house. But it broke while I was zipping.
Yeah.
And I fell down and I blacked out, and I woke up and they were like, "Are you okay?" And I was like,
that explains so much. Yeah. You blacked out, huh?
Yeah, you can have a lot of repercussions from that. Personality changes.
Yeah, yeah. I had a lot of personality changes. Yeah. I couldn't keep my hands away from kittens' necks, you know?
But it is crazy as a kid, like the resiliency you have. I remember falling like literally on my face and neck out of my bunk bed, and my nose was bleeding. But like I didn't snap my neck. I'm like, how did I not snap my neck?
I watched a kid. He climbed up this tree, and then I watched him go like, poof, 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 and then slam into the ground. And he got up, and he was like,
"These are my good dockers."
Yeah,
mom's gonna.
It was so high; he was like 20 feet in the air.
I think because like your cells are rapidly dividing, like you heal up so much faster as a kid. That like you don't feel stuff. Because I definitely, if I any kind of hurt like that now, I'd be effed.
We could find out. How far did you fall? Just out of a bucket.
I'm just saying, like, I don't heal like that. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, things hurt, you know? I also don't poop as much as that, like.
That'll probably be
You know, the trick
out.
Is you got to get a little bit of frosted mini wheats, and you eat it before you go to bed.
Somebody's been eating blueberry or
frosted
something.
Frosted mini wheats?
Yeah, you don't have to be frosted, but, you know. Hey, but if they have the same amount of sugar than as Honey Nut Cheerios, they're just on the outside.
Do you still do the candles for the seasons?
You know, yes, I do. In the fall, okay, if we were sharing some personal, in the fall, I like to buy myself some scented candles for the home. I'm not ashamed.
Because I bought a pumpkin and I thought of you. I was like, oh, that's nice.
A pumpkin candle? Yeah. I get a pumpkin candle every year.
Huh.
Yes.
Yeah. But you're a Yankee, though, right?
A Yankee candle?
You're a Yankee man?
Oh, I don't care. I get whatever.
Oh, okay.
I get whatever. I usually go to Ross.
Bloom and Prosper or whatever it's going on.
Yeah, Ross is cheap.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that's where I was.
Or you can get it at Walmart.
Oh,
I never go in there.
Oh, no, you don't go in there.
Got to watch those falling.
No, but if you go in there, if you go into Walmart 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, you're gold.
Yeah.
Because the crazies are still on the side. You know what I mean? Like there's,
they haven't entered the building yet.
Yeah, that's the best thing in the supermarket. Because the only people in there are like old ladies and then guys stocking the frozen food section.
For 100. I'm pretty sure that's Rance Allen. I'm pretty sure that's Rance Allen. I can't prove it, but I'm...
That shower is hot.
I think that's... he was quite famous in the 70s, but yeah, I think that's him. Yeah,
he did some runs.
Play that again. That was good.
You want it
I
again?
I enjoyed it.
All right.
Double dip it. That's great.
See that, but black people are like that. Because when I interviewed John Batista, he started singing coming into the interview, and when he was saying my name, that's how he did it. Like it was like all over the.
Cliff Beach.
I mean, it's a natural thing.
Yeah, I mean, I do it.
Keyboards are for bands that are gay, dude.
We have keyboards on some of our songs.
As like I said.
Love it. Hugh Jackman band.
We
no
need
comment.
To abolish abortion, no exceptions.
So this says, before I formed you in the womb,
I knew you. And that's from the Bible?
Yeah, from Jeremiah 1. Right. So God knows these babies in the womb. He has a purpose and a destiny for each child. They shouldn't be killed.
Didn't he kill all the firstborn sons in Egypt?
I think I'm done.
There was that part, yeah.
Yeah.
The first abortion.
Give me all your money.
All right, that's pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty
Shop
good.
Teacher.
We're wrapping it up. We're wrapping
Shop
it up.
Shop teacher.
That's right.
He needs some milk.
I mean, they went a little crazy
with the sound effects, but yeah.
But the crackling would have done it.
Right.
The ice. Yes.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Are we?
Yeah. She was also asking for it.
This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis. I am at Brian Sturgis. You follow me on YouTube and TikTok at Brian Sturgis. And follow me on Instagram, which I'll post in December of this year. Hey, we're going to switch it up. We're going to go over to Timothy Hall Music, 1192 Studios. Timothy Hall R3, Timothy Hall is a bitch. At Bakersfield's greatest pancake maker. Also across, we have Cliff Beach. He has a book called The Side Hustle and Flow on Amazon and Audible. And you can follow him at Cliff Beach Music. And of course, his grandpappy always said to my grandpappy,
without
I'll see you next Tuesday.